You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Fue en el año de 1955 cuando Pat Boone llegó a su primer número uno con este tema original de Fats Domino, Ain't That a Shame. Pero luego vendrían más y más y más éxitos como este, Don't Forbid Me.
Don't forbid me to hold you tight, darling, don't.
Recordar este otro éxito del año 1957, Love Letters in the Sand, también fue número uno.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
Recordar esta canción que nos hablaba de amor, de mucho amor. April Love es Pat Boone. Por supuesto, la que hace algunos segundos nos recordaba Julio, Speedy González.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
Happy birthday! How are you?
Thank you. It is a happy birthday.
It's 88 years today.
My life, a happy one.
Wow! Yes, 88 years today, right?
Yep, that means I have lived 88 years. You know, when you celebrate your 88th birthday, you finish. Now you start on 89.
Whoa! How do you feel today? What are you doing?
Well, I'm working, I'm recording, I'm doing a podcast, I'm still recording, I'm writing songs, and I'm in two movies that are coming out right away, and I'm just staying, and I've written a book called If, which will come out in mid-September, and so I'm just staying extremely busy.
Wow, and what's the podcast about?
Well, I play tennis, golf, swim, ride my bike, and work out in the gym.
Gosh, you're doing a lot of things. And what's the podcast that you're doing about?
It's about me and my life, my career. All those records you've been playing, I had 31 chart records in the 50s, one more than Elvis, who's a friend of mine, a fellow Tennessean. And he had 40 records in the 50s. I had 41. And he was my opening act for me the first time we met in Cleveland as a sock hop. When the kids didn't know who he was yet, and I had 3 hit singles already. So we stayed friendly competitors for all the 50s into the 60s. And in that time, since then, I have recorded more songs than any other artist in history, more than Frank Sinatra or Bing Crosby, some 2,300 songs. So I'm still at it. I've just been a recording tool, and I still can sing, and I'm writing songs, I think some very good songs. And so I'm just staying really busy, thank God.
Pat, you're 88 and you're staying so busy. Do you feel that's the key to being happy as you sound today? Keep on working and never retiring?
I think so, yeah. As long as you can, and as long as what you do is still of some quality. The songs that I've recorded are now playing on Spotify, and I have some I forget the number, some giant number of people who were tuning in to hear the music, not only the early hits, but some things that I've done recently. I did Enya's song, Only Time, and it's got a great following now on Spotify. So I'm still singing, and people like what they hear. So yes, the answer is, if you can keep doing something that people want or that pleases you even, and you can still do it in a way that, you know, it's not just a pitiful, poor substitute for what you used to do, then keep doing it, because, yeah, it is invigorating.
I would like to go back in time when you did that Pat Boone Chevy showroom, in which you had a lot of guests. But which one was the most, the one you admired the most, the one that you liked the most as a guest in your TV show?
Oh, Ella Fitzgerald. You know, she's considered by anybody, including all the other great female singers, the best there ever was. And she and Nat King Cole and Sammy Davis and other performers came on my show. I was 22, the youngest guy ever to have his own musical variety show on television on Thursday nights. And to my amazement, while I was still in college at Columbia University, and married, I was doing this television show, and all these guests came on, and I sang with Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole and Perry Como and Johnny Mathis, and great singers all coming on my show. But Ella is the one that stands out, because she was probably the purest and best pop singer there ever was.
And how was she as a person when you spoke with her before being in front of the cameras? How was it, well, being able to speak with this legend?
Well, at that time, she was already my next-door neighbor. So we were just friendly neighbors. She was the great lady of song, and I was a newcomer. I would be jogging past her house, and she'd be out on the porch in her house robe, picking up the mail or a newspaper even milk on the porch. And I would just say, hi, neighbor, and she would say in that mellifluous voice, hello, Pat. And so we were friends. I mean, gosh, it was a Walter Mitty fantasy. During that time, I did two command performances for the Queen of England, and yet for the Queen of Song was the biggest high point for me.
And Pat, I want to ask you about a record that turns 25 years today, that it's In a Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. I want to ask you, why did you take that decision to make covers from metal songs and turn them into jazz and big band style? Why did you take this kind of path and this decision to take these songs and transform it in a different thing?
Well, I'm descended from Daniel Boone, the great pioneer, who was famous because he went into the wilderness and he led other people places where they'd never been before. So I have inherited some of his quality, I think, of being daring enough to do something that nobody had done. My own musicians, I was in England touring and singing my hit songs, and everybody seemed to be enjoying it all, going great. My musicians during a break between planes in the airport, so why don't we go in the studio and do some more songs instead of just playing the old ones that everybody likes? Let's do something new. I said, guys, what do you think I can do? I haven't done 10 times already, because I was already recording more than any other artist. And they said, well, you never did any heavy metal. And we laughed about it as it was a joke. But then they started telling me there were good songs underneath all that clamor and noise and shouting and screaming, ranting, you know, that there were some good songs underneath all of that. And they played me some records, and I realized, yes, Paradise City is a good song. Yes, Smoke on the Water is a good song. Yes, Enter Sandman is from Metallica, is about a guy scaring his child into staying in bed at night in the time-honored custom of fathers and their kids. And so I said, well, how would we do these? And they say, big band jazz. I said, we're in. Let's do it. And so it was their suggestion, and I followed through. And the MCA, where many of my records already still are, they thought it was a fabulous idea, and they funded it. And so we recorded at Michael Lloyd's studio across the street from where I live now and half for 62 years. But he moved in next door to the studio, and Ozzy Osbourne moved in next door to me on the other side of the house, and I did his song Crazy Train in that album. So, I mean, it all just happened, but the suggestions of others that I liked, and of course I love big band jazz, so that was yet another album that nobody had ever thought of.
Well, Pat, just a few minutes to say hello and to wish you a very happy, happy birthday. Thank you very much for being with us.
I enjoyed it. We'll do it again. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Grace, traducción express, porque llegó, sigue la W.
Bueno, Juan Pablo le preguntaba por su cumpleaños número 88. Él dice que ha sido un cumpleaños muy feliz, que ahora comienza, por supuesto, a vivir sus 89, que se siente muy bien, está muy activo haciendo podcast, escribiendo canciones. Nos dice que van a salir dos canciones muy pronto. En septiembre va a salir otro proyecto muy grande que tiene, así que está muy ocupado. Juega tenis, golf, monta bicicleta, va al gimnasio. Este podcast que está haciendo, le preguntaba a Juan Pablo de qué era, y él respondió que sobre su vida, sobre su carrera, sobre esas canciones que ha hecho y esos hits que han llegado a lo más alto de las tablas de la música, de estos charts, y nos dice que pues ha hecho o ha incluido muchas más canciones, incluso que Elvis en estas tablas de las canciones, así que nos dice que ha hecho muchas cosas en su vida y todo esto lo registró en su podcast. Y nos dice también que está muy feliz de seguir activo, porque ahora le preguntaba si creía que mantenerse tan activo haciendo tantas cosas era pues esa clave de la felicidad, y él respondía que hacer estas cosas, si aún las podían hacer de calidad, era muy útil para mantenerse todavía con vitalidad, que pues todavía graba canciones que están en Spotify y que hay gente que todavía quiere escuchar sus canciones, no solo los hits del pasado y esos éxitos del pasado, sino también las nuevas que está haciendo, y pues si las personas todavía les gusta lo que él hace, ¿por qué no seguir y complacerlos? Le preguntaba a Juan Pablo sobre esos invitados en el show y el programa de televisión que él tenía. Su favorita sin duda Ella Fitzgerald, nos dice que es la mejor, que tenía 22 años cuando hacía ese programa de televisión. Él estaba en la Universidad de Columbia, estaba casado y hacía simultáneamente ese show, y tenía grandes cantantes y artistas que iban a su show a verlo, pero Ella sin duda era la mejor. Le preguntaba a Juan Pablo cómo era entrevistar a esas grandes estrellas, y decía que para él pues simplemente era su vecina, eran amigos, la veía con frecuencia en la puerta de su casa cogiendo por ejemplo el periódico y la saludaba: hola vecina, ¿cómo estás? Así que eran amigos más que todo, y era pues una relación muy familiar y cercana la que tenían. Y pues le preguntaba también Mateo sobre un álbum que hizo recientemente de jazz, de metal en jazz, y pues él dice que se inspiró en Daniel Boone, quería hacer algo absolutamente diferente, ir a un lugar donde no había ido antes. Fue una idea bastante loca al inicio, que no le tomaron en serio, que era como un chiste, pero luego sonaron muy bien, así que decidió grabarlas.
Es la voz de Pat Boone en la W.